Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello, ladies, and welcome to the Heart Catholic Women podcast. It's great to have you here. My name is Emma, and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody. It's great to be here.
It is. Now, today, you, Rosemary, did the Heartbeat video for this week, and you particularly talked about a movie that you've watched and you really felt spoke to you.
Yeah, it's not book club, it's movie club.
Movie club. I'm up to movie club. I'm a little keen for that. That sounds good. Now, when I was hearing you share, there were three main things that I kind of got from what you shared. And so I think we can pull all these apart. And the first thing I got was that the Holy Spirit can speak to us at any time.
Yes.
Okay. So that's the first thing I want to talk about. Then I also want to talk about perseverance.
Yes.
And then the last thing is legacy.
Yep.
Passing something on. So let's talk about the Holy Spirit. So you said you sit down to watch this movie and you had to stop it because all of a sudden the Holy Spirit just has spoken to you.
Yeah. Yep. And I find more and more if I'm open to that, to him, he does that. Mm. Yeah, how wonderful that when you're actually having a prayer time and you're asking for prayers and God speaks to you.
He would actually speak to you there and then. Don't you think that would be nice?
Yeah, it is. It is wonderful.
Yeah.
But it's so exciting, and I feel like sometimes the Holy Spirit trips me up when he comes unexpectedly.
Mm.
It's like, well, I'm interested in your everyday life. I'm interested when you sit down just to watch a movie. And I actually find that very exciting as I reflect upon it.
Because God's interested in
our
all
lives.
Of us. Yeah. And who we are.
Yeah.
I find often if I've prayed about something specifically, then God will speak to me throughout the day or in days to come about a certain thing because I've prayed. So almost I find prayer causes me to talk to God, but also causes me to become aware of more things in my life, so then God later can talk to me about it.
Yes, and but I've also found if something comes up and I'm struck by it, in whatever way it strikes me, I don't want to then miss out what the Holy Spirit might have in store to say to me.
Yep.
So I want to reflect upon it. And so I reflect upon it there and then because I wanted to write down the different words that was in the movie. But I actually went back to find a bit more research about the story, you know, because it's based on a true story. And then I sometimes days later, again in prayer, talk it through a little bit in my prayer and say, well, what are you trying to teach me here?
Well, so moving from that, then the Holy Spirit speaking to you in the movie, you share this story about the movie of an archaeologist who has this great find and, you know, is digging, obviously, to find these relics. And you're struck by the fact that there's this child who feels like they've failed their mum, but the archaeologist says, no, you haven't failed because you've done the best you can.
But he also said, we all fail every day. Like the reality of life is, we are dust to dust. We do. We are human. We are sinful. We are flawed. But there is good things in everybody as well. You know, and he was trying to share with this young boy truth, not trying to go, oh, everything's okay, pat you on the back, Baba, you know.
Or cover over like, oh, no, you haven't failed.
Yes.
Recognising our frailty, really. And that's okay.
I thought, how wonderful. Because this, think about it, a 12-year-old is on, they're on the verge of really still a child but starting to become a young adult, you know what I mean, growing. And you want to teach them the truth. And I really felt that this movie was showing you hope and truth in with perseverance leads you to where God wants you to go. Wants you to be or what he wants you to do. Yeah, it really, really struck me.
Yeah, and then from that, as a Christian, trusting in him. So when we do fail, he is who comes and makes up the difference.
Yep.
Yeah, he's the one who's there for us. And so from that then, you talked about legacy and what am I passing on to my friends and family, but then also to the next generation. Because you shared how, you know, the apostles, Paul and others were entrusted with passing on God to the next generation.
All Christians are.
Yeah. Mm.
And I guess because it's, think about it, it's an archaeology dig where they find the old relics of old and they realise, well, we're now learning about what happened in Anglo-Saxon times when it wasn't necessarily written down in books and words, so we have a history book, but they're actually writing history.
Mm.
What history are we writing
mm.
in our lives? What are we? I'm not a digger that goes through the soil and finds a glass pot, but what have I got in my life that I'm passing on to the next generation?
Mm-hmm. Which made me think about then, how do we pass on to the next generation? So one of my thoughts was, well, when you're part of a community, a church community, by being in community with others, the value of that is you learn and grow off each other. So the value of going to Mass on the weekend, of being part of community, is that you're there with other believers who are doing their best to become as God wants them to be, and we can witness to each other.
Yeah,
we're part of life.
Yeah, and that sparks my thoughts of we're part of a body.
Mm.
Like, think about art over the centuries that has been passed on,
mm.
meaning my gift was drawing,
mm.
Mm. painting,
mm.
poetry. And so, you know, there was different artists who depicted things that they thought about. And it didn't have to be even all about God, but mm. just life. But they've passed that on to the next generation. So the next generation doesn't miss out on the gems, on the diamonds of stuff we learn in life.
Mm.
They've actually depicted it into a picture.
Mm.
You know, whatever gift, I guess, whatever part of the body God has
for us,
yeah, mm. has given us, because we're all a part.
Mm. Mm.
What are you using to make it the best for you, but your part, your as a collective, bringing it to the body,
mm.
and we're talking about even the body of Christ, that then gets passed on to other mm. people.
Which is, yeah, I asked the question at the end of the Heartbeat video was, what have you been entrusted to pass on?
Yeah.
So each of us individually, as a Christian, we're asked to pass on our faith to others, but then specifically the nuance of each of us, the giftings that we have been entrusted to care for and yeah. then share with others.
So if God's yeah. given you a gift and you're using that to the best of your ability, or are you using it mm, to the best mm. of your ability? What can you teach or share? What nuggets of wisdom, what learnings, what humility, whatever it is, what can you pass on to share with others? So I often find that in many ways, maybe they'll hear something and go, or, you know, you've helped them so they're not struggling like maybe you've had to struggle.
Mm, mm.
Now, we don't always learn it that way. We often have to go through our own struggles.
Mm.
But sometimes, you know, think of an athlete. An athlete has a gift in running. But over the years, what happened? Someone realized for athletes to run faster, if they put them in these shoes with spikes and they actually...
helps to grip the floor, move yeah, faster.
Yeah, whatever, you know, yeah, all these yeah. things. So they helped the other person's gift.
Mm.
And the person didn't have to struggle as much in the running. Mm. Well, I mean, maybe it helps because of the less friction and, it helps the foot grip better or whatever. Think about a physio massaging muscles and helping muscles not build up lactic acid as much so the runner can run faster.
Mm.
All of these have actually helped the athlete, but everyone's gifts are coming to help each other. And so the next generation in a stupid, simple way of just running a race, do it better. The same with everything, with the technology, with our life, with our health. Think of doctors. Over the years, scientists have researched things, and we now don't suffer so badly with some diseases. But, you know, what can we pass on that God's given us a gift for humanity? Because he cares about us as humans even.
So, yeah, because in us doing the best with what God's given us, that is blessing others and therefore glorifying him, them to become
but glorifying
more.
Him.
Yes.
You know, one, if we can acknowledge that he gave it to us, that's glorifying him. But using the gift glorifies him. Because he wants it used. That's one of the, like the parable of the talents. I've given you 10 talents, 5 talents, 1 talent. Not necessarily talent as gift, but still,
but
you know.
Use what you've been given to use. Yeah, yes. God would want that. Yeah. I like that. So the weekly challenge then is to reflect on, what are you passing on? What have you been entrusted with? Are you using it to the best of its ability, or do you need to do something about that? There's a few questions there for us to ask, I think, this week.
Yeah, so put it out there, ladies. If you are the person that God's gifted to, you know, build the best microphone ever so that the word of God can go forth, then you go build that best microphone. If you're the person who can cook the best meal, well, you go learn to cook the best meal, because that will give nutrition to people's bodies, so you know they can do what they need to do in their gifts. Whatever it God, you know, and we can go, how stupid, it's just a simple no. Well, how can we say one gift is better than another person's gift? No, God gives to all. He has no favourites. He wants you to use what he's given you.
Yeah. All right. Well, I know I've got a lot to think about this week.
Yeah, what a challenge.
Yeah. So, ladies, we hope that you've been blessed by this discussion, our chat this morning or today, and we pray that you have a blessed week, and we look forward to chatting and sharing with you all next week. Bye.
Bye.